Katie Wright started over 6 years ago under the direction of Tricia Worthington at the Park City Foundation. When Worthington recently departed for a new position at the U.S. ski team, Wright stepped into her shoes as the interim director and now says board president Jack Mueller has been named the new executive director. He says while Wright was an obvious choice, the board felt it had to do a national search.
We thought we'd have some interest. Ended up we had 32 applications. The majority of those applications, I should say about two-thirds of them were outside of the community, which also was interesting. And from that group of 32, we narrowed it down to six that we had phone interviews with, obviously including Katie. We then narrowed that down to three finalists, two of whom were from outside the community. And it was through that process and through that interviewing process that we very much recommended that Katie be the next executive director.
He said the search and resulting interview choices further validated what Wright could bring to the position.
There's always the question mark about you never know who you're going to find out there. Why else you potentially think about going outside is if somebody had some great ideas or brought something different to the table.
The organization at its inception was funded by a grant from Powder Corps CEO John Cumming, who was part of a group that started the foundation.
The Cummings family has been unbelievably generous to the organization. Interestingly, about 2 years ago, John, the original grant, ran its course. And John really put it upon the board to make sure that, you know, this organization could sustain itself on its own. And what I'm very proud to announce is that in that first year post that, we're actually running a surplus. And we actually have over 1 year's operating funds in the bank, if you will. So very strong momentum at the organization. But again, originally thanks to John and the family's generosity.
Wright says they have broadened their fundraising efforts to bring in diverse revenue.
We have a support fee for all the funds under management. We raise funds through the Community Pass, which is our biggest fundraiser. It's a ski and golf and fun pass. It has concert tickets, foursomes at private golf courses across the county, really wonderful, and that's for an $8,000 donation. So that's probably our biggest fundraiser. Then, of course, we solicit gifts during Live PC, Give PC, just like every nonprofit, and sponsors to help cover the costs of that campaign. And then we have supporters of all sizes.
Social impact investing is an area, says Wright, in which they'd like to expand.
Nationally and internationally, there is a real movement towards thinking about not just segregating your philanthropic funds from all of your other investments, but really thinking about how do I make every dollar do good in my community. It allows communities to be a little bit more experimental, but also attract money that people then see returns on. It's innovative. It's happening across the country with really great results, and I think it's something that we're considering becoming more involved in.
The Park City Foundation is now seeking applicants for two positions. One is the program manager position that Wright vacated. The other is a financial position.
That is the person who runs all of our grant making, both for donor advised funds and our community fund. It's a really fun job. You get to work day in, day out with nonprofits and with donors realizing change in the community. The second position is a finance coordinator. As you know, we hold and manage funds, philanthropic funds for businesses, nonprofits, groups of people. And so this position really manages that. They make sure that gifts are acknowledged, that grants are made, and then report back to the board the investments in finance and make sure we're on track.
That's Katie Wright, the new executive director of the Park City Foundation, along with Jack Mueller, board president. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.